Warranty paid by the hour.
Remember how your dad would say, "Don't make me come back there"? Well, if you ignored him and now he's back there, well, you need the peace of mind you only get at the Health Nut. Relaxing salt crystal lights, aisle after aisle of supplements, a health-stimulating smoothie, soup, and salad counter, and a grocery stocked with the kind of stuff that promotes you being okay with the family car being on autopilot. The Health Nut, where health is our middle name, located in Sheridan's 5th Street Mall.
In Wyoming, trust isn't given, it's earned. At Midas Tire and Auto, you'll find trusted hometown service backed by ASE-certified technicians who do the job right. From brakes, alignments, and suspension work to engine diagnostics, starters, exhaust systems, batteries, oil changes, cooling systems, tires, and fluids, Midas will fix it right the first time with thorough inspections and straight answers. Save $100 off a set of 4 select tires through March. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan. Friendly, thorough, and trusted.
When it comes to orthopedic care, experience matters. At Sheridan Orthopedic Associates, our team of board-certified specialists brings decades of trusted expertise to every diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and recovery plan. From sports injuries to joint replacements, Sheridan Orthopedics offers both surgical and non-surgical care tailored to your needs right here in your community. Choose the team that physicians and families have trusted for generations. Learn more about our team of experts at SheridanOrtho.com. Sheridan Orthopedics, expertise you can count on.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Wednesday, March 11th. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we're joined by Wyoming Game and Fish Department Public Information Specialist, Christina Schmidt. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Enjoying the weather?
I am. I'm not one that would ever say I'm excited for snow, but I'm excited for snow. It was good. And at least at my house, I got home last night, shoveled a bit. It was pretty heavy.
Was it pretty heavy up there?
My house. And now it was starting to melt a little bit. But I was like, oh, this is great stuff. Everything from the deck went into the yard. Like, I need to save that.
Absolutely. For us, I feel like it was just a kind of a light snow last night when we went to bed. But then I woke up this morning and the bite in the air told me everything is going to be frozen.
Yes.
And it was.
Yes, I was careful walking around this morning.
Yeah,
everyone's doing icy.
The real light foot
the shuffle,
steps, right?
Yeah.
All right, now, speaking of the season-setting meetings are just around the corner. Could you remind folks why these are important for Wyoming hunters and for our wildlife management?
Sure. This is our annual season-setting meeting time. This has kind of been tradition for many, many years. Meetings are in March, and these are taking place across the state. So this is the time when wildlife managers present proposals to the public on fall hunting seasons. So what things will look like here in a few months. So this is the opportunity for hunters, landowners, the general public, anyone to come and see what's being proposed. And in the Sheridan region, we've done this for several years. Not every region does, but this has been our tradition to have a series of open houses first in different communities. So Sheridan, Buffalo, KC, and Gillette, because the Sheridan region actually goes all the way over to Moorcroft. Big chunk of the northeast corner of the state. And so in each of those communities, we have an open house where the local wildlife biologist and game wardens will be there. And they'll talk about pretty specific around that area. People can look at the proposals for, you know, the whole region, certainly. But that's the opportunity in these communities to have a little more one-on-one conversation. So these are open houses. Even though there's a start time of like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, each of these has a 2-hour window. So you come when you're able. You know, if you get off work at 5 And you can make it at 5:15. Come at 5:15.
Just so, pop in.
Yeah, pop in. Because there's no formal presentation. You're not going to miss anything, you know, at the beginning. It's these first ones are truly open house format where you can come in and ask questions, make comments, that kind of thing.
Are those proposals up online currently, or can I stop by my regional office, pick one up?
They are still being finalized.
Okay.
So by March 18th. So by the 18th, they should be posted on the website. So you can take a look on the website. If you go to the Get Involved tab at the top of the page, our webpage, that's where all the information about season setting and public meetings is at. And they will list statewide all of the proposals. So you can take a look at those. Of course, at the meetings, we'll have printed copies so people can pick those up. We will have written comment forms at those meetings. People can write down. So, again, they have the chance to ask questions. Let's see what went into the decision making. You know, if there's changes. Sometimes there's changes. Sometimes there's not. If there are changes, you know, you can find out, you know, what was the rationale for those changes, or if you have suggestions, you can make those suggestions. So you can pick up written proposals. You can also provide written comments at the meeting. If you can't make the meeting, that's okay. We have other options too. We know that doesn't always work for everyone. So again, you can see the proposals online here in about a week. There will also be, we've done this for, oh gosh, 4 or 5 years now, recorded presentations that the biologists do for, in the past it's been for their whole district. Now we're going to be down by the herd unit where they do a short, you know, 3-4 minute video on each specific herd unit saying, here's what the proposals are. Here's, again, what went into the decision making with it. So that will be on our YouTube page. By March 22nd. So you can see the written proposals a little earlier and then watch those videos March 22nd if you're interested. So lots of opportunity. If you can't make the meeting, definitely still chance to see those proposals and hear why those proposals are written the way they are.
The other day, you put up a story that I grabbed. Had a big list of proposed changes on there. Are most of the proposed changes, or I guess you can say regulation suggestions, are most of those that long, or is this kind of a very busy year for a biologist? Is there anything that really excuse me stuck out to you in that big list?
The big list of
proposed changes that were on there. So. Kind of different chapters that they were addressing.
Oh, that's standard. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Each of those chapters. So there's like a chapter for antelope. There's a chapter for elk. So that's why it looks like so many. They are all broken out.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So which brings up good points. And when you provide written comments, so again, you have the opportunity to do that at these open houses. Or you can actually take a comment form home if you want to take it home and think about it. So you can either write your comments out, leave it, or take it home, think about it, and either bring it back to the regional office or mail it in. We have an address. Any written comments that get mailed in get sent to the Casper regional office. So that address is provided. And it's by chapter. So if you have comments on the elk, you only need to fill out the elk comment form.
I'm addressing chapter blah 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 proposal.
So the form actually has that on it already.
Oh, great.
So it'll say chapter whatever, you know, elk chapter whatever antelope. So because the other option you have is to submit these online, and again that'll be by you'll click, it's right there. They have every chapter broken down. You can read the proposals, and then the comment form is right there. So you can do it online as well. Or you can download, a lot of people still prefer, you can download the written comment form, the same one that we would have at our meetings. You can download it, write out your comments, mail it in.
Okay.
So lots of different ways to provide comment. And And all of those are shared with all of the wildlife managers. So when comments come in, they're able to review them, take a look at them. And all of these also go to the commission prior to their meeting, because, of course, the commission makes the final decision on seasons at their April meeting. So they will see every online comment, every written comment that is submitted.
Now, what's the deadline to get all of these comments into you so we know they're going to make that meeting in time?
5 p.m. on April 1st.
Okay.
Yep. So there is that deadline to meet. So make sure you get that in. Again, sometimes that's why online comments are a little easier. You don't have that mail time. Just hop online and make those comments. And then there is one final meeting that we do have here in Sheridan. And that is an actual formal presentation. So these individual meetings that are held in different communities, again, you can see all the proposals, but usually most folks are wanting to know kind of around that specific area what's going on. But at our final meeting, that's where the entire region's recommendations are presented. So that is actually a formal presentation. They'll go through everything in the region, what's being proposed.
So by the time I actually hit the formal meeting, the official season setting meeting, everything is set.
Well, that's what we are proposing. That's what's being proposed out of the region to the commission. Yep.
Okay.
Now, the commission, of course, they can make changes at their April meeting. But that final meeting that we present, that's what we say, here's what we are presenting to the commission.
How often do you see, and you might not even see this behind the scenes, but how often do you see a public comment kind of hit a light bulb in our biologists or our game wardens who say, you know what? That's a great point. Let's adjust this before we send it up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. It happens. You know, and again, wildlife is a public resource. You know, we try to tell people like get involved. This is a great way to get involved. And,
yeah.
You know, and we tell people too, even if you are happy with the seat, even if you look and think, yeah, that looks okay to me. I like these changes, or that's a good comment too. You know, it's not just, you know, if you're against something, but if you are supportive of it, that's great to know too.
Fantastic point.
Yeah.
That way, even some of the biologists and the wardens can look at it and say, you know what, you were right about this. This is a great move. Maybe we can even implement it somewhere else.
Sure.
Because it seems to be pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got an address. I will make sure it's up where you can send those public comments, folks. But again, you can do it online, or you can just attend one of these open houses and turn them in right then and there.
Right.
A lot of different options.
Yep. And these are still a couple weeks out. So the first one will be March 23rd in Gillette. And that's at the George Amos Building. Now, that is a new location this year. Prior and previous years, it's been at the library. This year, it's at the George Amos Building, which is, I believe, part of the county extension office downtown. That'll be from 4 to 6. The next day, March 24th, in Buffalo at the library from 5 to 7. The 25th, the next day, KC Public Library, 5 to 7. And then March 26th at the Sheridan Regional Office here in Sheridan from 4 to 6. And then March 30th is that final formal presentation. So that's March 30th at 5 p.m. That will begin at 5 p.m. again with an actual presentation.
Now, with when I attend these open houses, and if I remember correctly, because I attended one, it's getting up there now, a couple years ago, game wardens and biologists were just sitting at a table with chairs in front of it.
Yep.
And if you wanted to talk, you could just say, hey, can I talk to you about this proposal in chapter whatever?
Yes, it's very informal. Yep, everyone, if you have a question, you want some clarification, whatever, absolutely, yep. We have multiple staff there to visit with folks. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity for conversation.
All right. Now, is there anything else about the season setting open houses or the meetings that you'd like folks to know?
I don't think so. Just remember, if you can't make the meeting, you know, that's okay. There's other ways to get involved. And certainly, If you have questions, if you can't figure out where things are, anything like that, give a call to the regional office. We're happy to help you.
Now that's March 22nd. Videos of these proposals will be up online. Mm-hmm. And they actually do a great job of explaining not just the proposal, but the reasoning behind it. On that, I got to take a quick commercial break. More with our Wyoming Game and Fish Department right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Here, and so is the Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Ramada Plaza. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading to a larger home, or thinking about a remodeling project but need help with financing, the First Federal Bank and Trust team is ready to help you make it happen. Our experienced, friendly, and fast mortgage team will show you a variety of loan programs, refinancing options, and services to get you started on the road to home ownership. We're committed to making home happen. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to Wyoming, your roof takes the hits. Hail, wind, snow, and sun. That's why Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors installs metal roofing built to last. From commercial grade R-panel, residential metal roofs, and our impact-resistant 24-gauge standing seam systems, every option is engineered for strength, longevity, and performance. When you want protection that lasts a lifetime, call Brandon 307 for your free inspection. Quality materials, quality installation, local experience you can count on. Visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, Branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
The annual Pheasants Forever Banquet's coming up Saturday, March 14th at 6 p.m. at the Sheridan County Fairgrounds. Bring your friends because the first two kegs are on us. It's a full night of action. Live auction, silent auction, raffle games, and your chance to win gear from the best brands in the business. Support wildlife conservation and let's pack the house. Grab your tickets now at pheasantsforever.org or visit the events page at SheridanMedia.com. Don't miss it. March 14th, 6 p.m. at the Sheridan County Fairgrounds.
Doug, Wyoming roads are rough on tires.
Wow. Snow, gravel, potholes. It's basically tire boot camp, Bob.
Mine might have failed training on that one.
Then head to Waring Chevrolet. We carry brand name tires and offer a tire price match guarantee.
So I get the right tires at the lowest price?
Exactly. And our factory trained technicians install them correctly.
What if I can't get there?
It's free pickup and delivery within 10 miles.
That's service the Waring way.
The kind that keeps people coming back.
Call Waring Chevrolet 674-6419 or online waringsheridan.com.
With record calf prices and limited cattle numbers, this spring is an opportunity to invest in the right genetics. Join Elk Angus March 17th at 1 o'clock for the Elk Angus Bull Sale in Buffalo, Wyoming. Selling 50-plus range-ready yearling bulls and elite replacement heifers. Born at the base of the Bighorn Mountains and run at 8,000 feet all summer long. Proven at elevation with the growth, maternal strength, structural soundness, and carcass merit. Today's market rewards. These bulls are built to adapt and go to work. Also broadcast live on DV Auction. View the catalog, elkangus.com. Range proven, cow powered, focused on the future. Elkangus.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with Wyoming Game and Fish Public Information Specialist, Christina Schmidt. Now, hunting season and the hunting season setting meetings and open houses are right around the corner. Got to make sure that all of our ducks are in a row. Christina, hunter education, huge part of that row.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. Why is hunter education so important for new hunters?
It is required, for one. Anyone born on or after January 1st, 1966 in Wyoming does need to have hunter education. So that is a requirement. And then, of course, safety. I mean, I saw an article quite a long time ago on safety statistics before and after hunter education, you know, nationwide.
Oh,
kind of
wow.
Started to be rolled out, and it made a big difference with, you know, accidents in the field and that kind of thing. So safety, but, you know, hunter education classes cover a lot more. You know, I think a lot of people think it's just, you know, firearms. It covers a lot. I mean, of course, that's a huge part of it. That's a big part of the safety. But you're going to learn about wildlife management and conservation and a little bit of the history of it, hunting in bear country, general safety, outdoor safety. Like, hey, if you get lost, here's what you do. Here, you know, so there's a lot to it. It's not, you know, it's several hours. There's several different parts of it. So I think it's really beneficial for safety first and foremost, but you just learn a lot too. You learn a lot before you go in the field. So it's a great thing.
I love that you said that. It's not just about the firearm, because I think a lot of people think that even some of the, like a lot of the photos that we tend to use kind of putting forth hunter safety classes, hunter education classes, always include the weapons, you know, that because it is such a huge component of the safety of it. But to be able to take your kid in there, sit with him, and learn things together about being out in the forest, just being in the bighorns, wandering around. What's it like up there? What's going to happen if X, Y, and Z take place, and what should I do? Huge component to all of it.
It is. And we have a lot of parents. It's fantastic to see. There's a lot of parents that attend, you know, because some parents either took it when they were really young, or, you know, some folks are prior to that cutoff date, so they haven't needed to have it. And a lot of folks just say, can I come with my kid or my grandkid? It's like, yeah, absolutely.
The more the better.
The more the better. So even when we have a class of like 25 students, there's usually closer to 50 people there, because we do have a lot of adults attend, and it's great because they have questions too.
And my father and I took a CPR class once together. I was very young, but I can still remember that. It was a really great bonding experience. And I think, you know, if you're gonna take your son or your daughter out on a hunting trip, it'd be great to go to that hunter education course with them. Plus, you're constantly reminding each other, remember this.
Right,
You have your safety on. So what will take place during, or when will they take place around Sheridan?
So right now, you can start looking on our website. There's one in April. It is full. But I believe you can get on the wait list. I think there were still a few spots on the wait list. And I would encourage you to get on the wait list. Even if it says it's full, sometimes people do cancel at the last minute, and the system will automatically send a message to the first person on the wait list. So it is possible to do that. So keep an eye out on the website. Those get listed there as they become open. But one thing we do have coming up for hunter education is an instructor training. And we talked about this a little bit last month. So this is where we have our hunter education coordinator that manages the program statewide. They're coming up in April to train
the instructors.
So if you, we do throughout the year hear people say, hey, I'd really, and again, a lot of these parents that have attended a class with their kids say, hey, that was really great. I'd like to be an instructor. So so we have that opportunity every year or every other year to train new folks. So that we do have that opportunity in April here in Sheridan, April 17th and 18th. And this is going to be focused on the internet completion course. So we have our traditional in-person classes where everything is done in person. Then there's a blended model, we call it. And that's where you do some online curriculum. And then the second required part is that in-person part. And instead of multiple days, it's one half day.
Yeah.
So 4 to 5 hours. And so that's what this training will be focused on, is how to do that half day. Because it's different, obviously, than the traditional model. It's shorter. It's really fast paced. You're covering different things because, you know, in this case, some of the material has already been covered by the students online. So you're covering everything else in person. So this training will be focused on how to offer that particular class. That being said, if you have interest in, you know, some instructors say, oh, I'd rather do the in-person classes, that's fine too. So even though this training will be focused on that, definitely if you have any interest in being a hunter education instructor, give a call. There's a whole process online just with paperwork and things like that and a background check. We pay for that. There's no cost to it, anything like that. But if you have any interest, give me a call at the office. We'll get you started, get that process going. So the way they're going to set up this training is it's a Friday night where they're actually going to offer a class. And I looked yesterday, and again, I think it's full. So if you go online again, if there's a wait list, go ahead and sign up on that wait list. That also helps give us an idea of demand too, right? Like, oh gosh, there
should
were...
Should we hold two next year?
Right, right. Yeah. So it's always great to get your name on that. But what they'll do is our hunter ed coordinator is going to actually teach that class on Friday night. So you can see, so you can sit and watch and see like, oh, here's how it was laid out. Here's the questions kids ask. Here's how fast it goes, all of that. And then the next day on Saturday, it'll just be the new instructors having a training on their own. So it'll be, you know, here's the policy, here's how you lay out all the other classes, that kind of stuff.
That's really interesting. So you can sit through a course itself and just kind of observe somebody who's probably been doing it for years. A lot of experience in there. And I think it's fantastic these classes are full. I mean, this is the goal, to get as many people in there as possible and to get as many instructors as possible.
Yeah. And like I said, definitely take a look. So this is for instructors. If you have a question about it, give me a call. I'll walk you through the whole thing. We can get you signed up to attend the class. But like you said, a lot of people are looking for classes right now. Do take a look. It just came to mind. There's a class in Buffalo I looked at. Yesterday, the day before, it had quite a few seats open. And folks should know, you are welcome to go to another town. Like, if you look at those, if you live here in Sheridan or you live in Dayton or Ranchester and you look and you think, well, I could go to the one in Buffalo.
I'll make that drive.
Those dates and those times weren't great for me. You are welcome to sign up for that. So you don't have to take it, like, in just your community. You know, yes, it's more convenient, but for some people, like, oh, it just works out, I can go there. So take a look and know that you do have the option to go to different places. And there's, like I said, this is the time of year where we're starting to get a lot of classes put online. So if you don't see some, check again.
I'm running out of time with you. So real quick, AIS stations are opening.
Yes, a couple of those, certainly on the border over with South Dakota, those are opening. I think one opened on the 9th and another one here pretty quick. Of course, more will open as weather gets warmer and the boating season goes. But we do have an inspector training coming up. There's actually two in Sheridan this year, March 20th. So that's right around the corner. And then another one July 24th. So this is where our aquatic invasive species specialist here in Sheridan will teach a day class. It's free, doesn't cost anything, but you do need to RSVP through the regional office. He's going to train folks on how to inspect your own watercraft or those of other people. So this is really convenient for folks who, for example, live here and go to Tongue River Reservoir. They require an inspection. They usually don't have someone doing an inspection right there on site all the time. So this allows you to do an inspection on your own watercraft, or if you're going with a friend, do an inspection on their watercraft, and it does satisfy their requirements. So it's really convenient for folks who travel, particularly out of state, with their watercraft a fair amount to be able to do that. We have a lot of interest in it. So for sure, if you want to do it, give a call, get on the list. Again, we have two different dates this year. Hopefully one of them will work for you. But it is a full day class. So they'll go over the biology of aquatic invasive species. Of course, zebra and quagga mussels are kind of the big ones, but there's unfortunately a whole suite of these things, plants included. So he'll talk about all of those, the biology of them, where these are being found. You know, unfortunately, it kind of expands a little bit every year on which waters in different places come up positive. A hands-on exercise as well. You're actually going to go out and look on watercraft, look hands-on all the places you would check when you're doing an inspection. So it's really thorough. It's a long day, busy day.
A lot of those locations where you look at people don't tend to think, because it's not like they're intentionally moving.
Right, right, yeah.
They just don't, it doesn't cross their mind, so you're going to get the knowledge and the know-how on how to do that. Christina, thank you so much for coming in this morning, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Good seeing you.
Yes.
All right, when we return, we're going to speak with Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Spring is here, and so is the Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Ramada Plaza. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading to a larger home, or thinking about a remodeling project but need help with financing, the First Federal Bank and Trust team is ready to help you make it happen. Our experienced, friendly, and fast mortgage team will show you a variety of loan programs, refinancing options, and services to get you started on the road to home ownership. We're committed to making home happen. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Talking with Bill at Tales of the City with the best food for your pets. What's even better than that? Getting it for free.
Nature's Logic, Nutrisource, and the From, we have a buy 12, get one free. And we keep track of it. No more cutting out coupons and saving your receipts and all that. Sometimes you just walk in and you see your name on a bag and that's your free bag. Come on in and take advantage of the customer loyalty program and you don't have to do a thing.
Join the loyalty program at Tales of the City, 218 West Burkett.
Get ready to dig in at Gunslinger's with the complete fried chicken feast. Ham-breaded chicken, potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and buttery biscuits with honey. Add a new smash burger and don't forget dessert with creamy ice cream. No time to sit? Pull up to their drive-up window and get it delivered straight to your door with DoorDash. Fast, fresh, and ready to go. Open 10 a.m. Monday to Saturday at 901 Long Drive inside the old Sinclair gas station. Gunslinger's. Cluck yeah.
Man, oh man, it is great to be on the open road again. I'm looking forward to this hunting trip.
Yeah, me too. I am ready to hit the woods. But these wind farms we keep seeing, they are pissing me off. Let's turn on the radio and get some good news.
President Trump announced today his plan to terminate new windmill contracts.
We don't allow windmills. We're not allowing any windmills to go up.
I mean, hey, President Trump's got it right, but that Chuck Gray guy running for Congress is dead wrong.
Yeah, Gray voted to license windmills in Wyoming. You believe that? The one we just passed should have Chuck Gray's name all over it. Unfriggin' real.
Hey, what about Reed Raisner? Where's he stand?
Ah, Raisner's 100% MAGA. He'll help Trump kill the windmills, end the Green New Deal scam, and make America energy dominant. Reed Raisner's our kind of guy.
Right. Reed Raisner knows more American energy means more Wyoming jobs. Drill, baby, drill.
I'm Reed Raisner, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Reed Raisner for Wyoming.
It's the final week of Mossholder's Dining Room and Kitchen Sale. Save on every bar stool, small kitchenette, and large dining room table. Mossholder's has in-stock sets, perfect for just two or four people, as well as sets for up to 12 guests. Every dining room order is also discounted, so you can add storage with a new sideboard or server to match your table and chairs. Mossholder's carries high-quality, solid wood dining furniture, as well as less expensive groups for those on a budget. Mossholder's Dining Room Sale ends this Saturday. Mossholder's. Furniture is our passion.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. For a second part this morning, we are joined by Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns Executive Director, Christine Dietrich. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Now, for those who may not know, can you describe for us all the different arms of Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns? I guess you could call them departments.
That is what we refer them to now as we have grown and expanded over the years. You know, and this conversation is had a lot of times with different community members and groups, but just the dynamic of Habitat is so diverse and different than what you would maybe expect or what you think that you know about Habitat. And so I do tell folks to view it as different departments. So we are not just a developer or in the construction field. We are not just a bank. We are not just a retail store, and we are not just a nonprofit business. We are all of those things in one. And so we really are unique in that we don't just have one niche that we are focusing our efforts into. It's several different areas that we represent and have an impact on overall supporting housing in our community. And so we do have our administrative department, so our fundraising team, marketing, leadership team there. And we have our ReStore, retail thrift store, which is an entirely different business than the first department. And we have our construction department, where we are doing new construction. We are doing rehab. We are doing repairs. And that's all residential. And we are doing the Housing Land Trust now. So that's a different arm, but within the same field of construction and more comprehensive real estate development going on there. And then the banking side. So for our traditional side of Habitat, we are the bank. We are who applicants are going to fill out the loan application for a 30-year 0% interest loan. 0% interest can provide some sticker shock there for what interest rates are right now. We're also doing the underwriting and loan origination. So from start to finish, our department of one for our homeowner services is managing that start to finish. So we're functioning as a bank too. And just some of the little outlier, smaller pieces that we even do with education, financial education, homeowner maintenance education, and direct support with our families to make sure that they understand credit, savings, budget, debt, all those factors that either can support you in your homeownership journey or provide some challenges if those are some unknowns to you. So we're a very, very broad, diverse organization.
But I think, you know, there may be a percentage of the population that thinks, okay, they go out, they build houses, they put people in them, they walk away. That's not the way it is. You join this group, you join this program, and a lot of people stay with you for years and years down the line. Because as you said, you know, you don't abandon anybody. We're going to set you up for success. And that takes a team to get that done.
It does. And we have a great team. So shout out to the Habitat team who makes it all happen.
Now, this year is particularly special for Habitat for Humanity nationwide. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, so this year, Habitat for Humanity is celebrating its 50th year. So starting at, well, it's March already. Oh my goodness.
It is.
End of this month, we'll have some further announcements for events that we will be hosting throughout the year. But we really want to focus on the theme of open the door. So let's open the door in all of the different things that we do and the partners that we have. Let's open the door for the 50th year. So while Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns has been operating for almost 32 years in the community, Habitat for Humanity as a whole is celebrating 50 years. So that is going to be a highlight for the year.
Now, how will the community see that campaign unfold with their own eyes?
Right. So we're working with our team to plan a new event that we will be hosting in June. So when we have the details ironed out, we would love to come back and share that with everyone. But we want to do an outdoor event where we partner with artists and a real community event that portrays the theme of Let's Open the Door. It's also going to be used as an advocacy and awareness campaign. So sharing the wins that Habitat International has had, but also the wins that we have had in the community and what that has looked like, and celebrating our volunteers, everyone who has been involved on the volunteer level in all of the different ways that they join us at the ReStore, on the job site, as board members, in the office, all of the different ways that we do that through community builds, celebrating our volunteers in that way too. So really we're focusing on that event as a way to showcase that, inviting all ages to come out and celebrate and join us, having the artists come. Our plan there, our idea there, is to partner with artists who are providing an art piece that really focuses on the door. So the door will be the main theme of the art piece. It'll be so interesting and fun to see what the community comes up with, because we have a huge artist base here, so many different creative minds doing so many different things. different art mediums out there. So we're really looking forward to partnering with them and having an event where we can just invite everyone to come see and kind of kick off the Let's Open the Door campaign.
Now, you said different mediums. So if there's somebody out there who likes to throw some clay, some mud, they can join in as well. This isn't just paint or any kind of 2D.
Right.
Any artist at all can join in. You got right. something having to do with a door. Maybe you've got a great idea. You
right. can do it. Photography, or maybe you want to come into the ReStore, buy a door, thrift it, paint it, sell it, or auction it off. That would be cool too. I mean, there's so many different ways, and their minds are far more creative than mine. So I can't wait to see what happens. But that was part of the conversation: pottery, painting, photography, all of the different ways that can be created, as long as the door is the main theme, which fits into our Let's Open the Door campaign. That's our vision for this event.
I think that's really interesting. One of my favorite things in college was when somebody would give you a subject like that. Fire hydrant was one of them in photography, and they said, go out and make it interesting.
Right.
Make it interesting in a different way. And it was kind of a great challenge, but also at the same time, you see so many creative minds taking different approaches to this very simple object. I'm looking forward to that. Now, why is community participation so important to Habitat's ability to build homes and support the families in those homes? I think that's one thing. I'm always talking about volunteers, and you guys come in with all this meaning, and it's more than just going and building a house.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we partner with volunteers in so many different ways. I really feel like we have something for everyone. And we haven't been able to grow and expand and accomplish all of the many things that we have over 32 years without our volunteers. They're really the heart of what we do. Individual volunteers, community builds, volunteers at the ReStore, volunteers in the office helping us out with office work. All of that matters. We also have a really, really important group of volunteers called our family advocates, who serve as one-on-one mentors for our families every step of the way. And this journey can span up to a year for a new construction home from start to finish. It is a lot of time vested from our volunteer advocates to spend mentoring the families as they go through that process. And they're there to celebrate the families. They are there to answer any questions that they have and help them to plan when they can put their sweat equity hours into the home. So that key group of volunteers has been instrumental in the success of our homeowners and for the program as well.
You said sweat equity hours. Now, we've talked about that briefly in the past, but it has been a while since we told people what that was. Do you have just a real brief summary of sweat equity hours?
Yes. So every partner family for the traditional side of Habitat for Humanity is required to invest 200 to 400 hours of their time at the ReStore or on the job site in all of the different ways that we already talked about during their partnership and homeownership journey. So, and that's a really critical as well, not just for the investment that they're providing, because it is a true partnership. We're asking them to partner and walk alongside us in this journey. But it also is an opportunity for them to connect with other families mm-hmm. who are in the partnership. It's an opportunity to start building your neighborhood and your friendships there that will last for a long time, hopefully. And it's a way to build your skills and confidence in maintaining your home after you move in. Which is also an important part.
I think a lot of people don't see that part of it. And I think that's a very important part. Once again, as we said before, you're not just putting them in a home and walking away. You're teaching them the value of that home and how to repair the small things that most of us kind of take for granted. Or, you know, I wasn't really taught how to do too much in a home. So something like that would even be great for me. Now, just real quick, I do want to touch on the rehab, because mm-hmm. a lot of people may not realize it's not just Sheridan County. Johnson County as mm-hmm. well can apply for this rehab. And tell me what rehab does for folks.
So I think you're referring to our repair program. So these can be anything from smaller repairs that are needed for safe access to a home or handicap accessories, just helping folks age in place. They can be larger, more extensive repairs. We've encountered applicants who don't have running water. That has been a focus of ours. So safety, warmth, accessibility are the focuses for the repairs. And we do have funding for these projects. So we're really excited to be able to help in that way. And as you said, Floyd, Sheridan and Johnson County. So we have completed 3 repairs out in Buffalo. Would love to do more out in that area since we've expanded to that area. But that is our service area, and that's what our focus is safety, warmth, accessibility, and also aging in place.
Now, to run all of this, it takes quite a bit, and a lot of that does come from the community. Wild Gives, just around the corner. Can you tell us what Wild Gives is and how Habitat for Humanity participates in that?
So Wild Gives is a one day of giving for nonprofits in Wyoming, so specific to Wyoming. And many, many, many nonprofits participate, and they each set their own goals and have their own events centered around it. And we have been participating as well. So we're excited to participate again. Our focus this year is going to be raising funds for Weston Village. The project is slated for completion December 2026. We still have that matching campaign from the Standish Family Fund. And so this one day of giving for Wild Gifts for Habitat specifically will go towards that for Weston Village.
You said there was a matching campaign behind this?
There is, and there has been. We are in year 2. It is a 3-year matching campaign, $100,000 for 3 years, for a total of $300,000. So if we, in meeting the match, that's $600,000 that's helping to build the Weston Village development, those 30 units of housing on the north end of Sheridan through the Housing Land Trust.
How's that going? I was thinking about the weather this year, and I thought, boy, are they able to take advantage of this?
Oh, my goodness. And it's so funny when I think back to the first conversations that our team and board had about this development. And of course, being in construction for 32 years, our initial thoughts were this is a very aggressive time frame for construction. Construction is never on time or ahead of schedule. It's usually delayed. So in our minds, we were prepared for a delay regardless of setting an aggressive timeline for completion. And yes, the weather has been a huge factor. Our builders are completing homes sooner than anticipated, which is great. It's super great to see. It puts a little bit of pressure on us to raise those funds to make it happen. But we have a great community who is standing behind us. And so we are so close to meeting our goal. When you look at the numbers, it's almost a $12 million project for these 30 units of housing. And of course, we've had the support of the city and the county through the ARPA funds for the infrastructure. That was huge towards that $12 million goal. But, December 2026, this year, we will wrap up the project. We only have, I think, just below $150,000 left to raise, which we can get there. So that's really exciting and cool to see.
When I said that, when I brought this up, your face lit up.
Oh, yes.
You're pretty happy about this.
It's been so much fun. And not to negate the work that was put into it by many, many different people at different levels, because it was a years-long process.
There were hurdles.
Oh, absolutely. But it was all worth it, because here we are today. There are 4 more homes left to sell.
That's great.
And the homeowners have been amazing. Everyone that I've met that have bought their homes, super great. Super young families, single individuals, families just starting. Our intent was workforce housing. We weren't really sure. A lot of unknowns with this project. Is that really going to happen at this price point? Is it going to work the way that we intended? Absolutely, 100%. It is. We have teachers. We have, when we look at the industries represented, we have the school district. We have Sheridan Memorial Hospital, Blacktooth Brewery, local banks. We have Vacutech. There's a lot in either manufacturing or the trades. We have several veterans. So all of the demographics and target groups we were trying to hit, that's what's happening. And it's so cool to see that development come into play. You should drive out there sometime. It's going up very quickly. Super fun.
It might be longer ago than I'm thinking right off the top of my head, but it feels like only yesterday. You know, we were talking about trying to make this big accomplishment, and you guys were really putting one foot in front of the other at a slow pace. I felt and it just seems so far away, but here you are. And
here we are.
It's absolutely amazing. It's fantastic accomplishment. Now, coming on down the line, this is going to be a little bit later. I've only got about 1 minute left with you, but one thing that I did want to bring up, the Wolf Creek Wrangle, a signature fundraiser, will be taking place again this year.
Yes, it's our largest event of the year. Always happens the third Saturday of September. So keep your eyes open for registration, hoping to get that open in April. But I'm actually going to pivot on you, Floyd, since we don't have much time left. Women Build is actually coming up sooner rather than later. Also a signature event for Habitat. Registration opens on Monday, the 16th. So we'll be sending out save the dates. We have flyers going out. But if you've participated in the past, just know it's coming up. Businesses can sponsor a team of up to 10, and individuals can also register. So keep your eyes open for that event. And that's happening in May.
Okay, so that's happening in May. Registration's going to open the 16th of this month?
Yes, okay. On Monday.
So, folks, get those teams together. Get on out there. Remember, it's not just women that participate in this. You can throw a guy on that team as well. I'd love to see a lot of businesses out there together wearing that T-shirt, going out and doing fantastic things for the community. Christine, thank you so much for coming in and
speaking with me this morning. Of course, thank
you. You had nothing but great news, and I love to hear it. Thank you, my friend. All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Spring is here, and so is the Bighorn Home Builders Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Ramada Plaza. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading to a larger home, or thinking about a remodeling project but need help with financing, the First Federal Bank and Trust team is ready to help you make it happen. Our experienced, friendly, and fast mortgage team will show you a variety of loan programs, refinancing options, and services to get you started on the road to home ownership. We're committed to making home happen. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Jan Foster with All Around Canine Training and Country Pet Inn, talking about different levels of service dogs. Let's cover a scenario in which someone with a level 1 protection dog encounters someone suspicious who looks like they might be a threat.
Then that person with the protection dog would give a command where the dog would show a threat. Now that does not entail biting or pursuing the bad guy. It just entails the dog showing that, hey, don't get near my person or it might escalate. A level 2 dog is a dog that bites, and typically the average bad guy, once he gets bit, he's gonna run. Level 3 is more like a police type dog where you would be in high security, where yes, you would use the dog to locate a suspect and deal with that.
It's an individual process. You need to match the person's needs with the dog's abilities in the right situation for an appropriate price.
I like to, I guess, the common man kind of price and what's common in the business. Yes, I like to keep prices that they seem, it makes sense to you.
Learn more at allaroundcanine.com.
Hi folks, this is Chris Hayden from your locally owned Sheridan Motors. When it comes to your vehicle, trust matters. That's why at Sheridan Motors, our factory trained GM and Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram technicians know your vehicle inside and out. Whether it's a recall or routine maintenance, we use the latest diagnostic tools in our state-of-the-art facility to get the job done right the first time. And to make it even easier, we offer free local pickup and delivery for any needed services. No hassle, no stress. Sheridan Motors, local people, expert service, and care you can count on. Stop by or call us today.
Say hello to the future of choosing your dream kitchen or bath. Buffalo Stone and Tile now house Wyoming's first 100% self-serve showroom, open every day 7:30 to 7. Granite, quartz, porcelain tile, luxury vinyl plank, faucets, hardware, thousands of today's hottest finishes, all ready for you to explore on your schedule. Just stop by, call the number on the door, and get buzzed in. No appointments, no pressure. Buffalo Stone and Tile, 1402 Sugarland Drive, behind WyoVision. Self-serve, stress-free, seriously gorgeous. Design help available by appointment.
Saturday afternoon goes full tech. Tech it out at 1, followed by Rich on Tech at 2 on